Hello, friends. That's another milestone past Christmas, which we had a decent time, quiet but enjoyable. And now we're into the new year. But on Christmas, for the presents, I got 8 discs, 4 of them musical and 4 of them stories. And the stories were really grand. 2 of them in particular. One was Amundsen and Scott going to the South Pole. There was a great rivalry between them, but it made a lovely read. And I was so interested, I kept going back and rereading more than once. The other one I was very interested in, I still got it, of course, is the Queen Mother, 50 Years Regal Reign. And that is really, really good. Very, very intimate. I'm not exactly a royalist, but I enjoyed every moment reading. And there were 6 discs completing, so I enjoyed that as well. I got plenty of cards, and quite a few from you, my friends, and messages on the computer. I had one hospital visit on the 8th of January. That was to see how my eyes were going. So when I got there, he took me into the surgery and he says, how are you doing? I says, no change. He says, that's what we like to hear. I says, I still can't see though. He says, no. He says, we can't do anything about that. See me in 9 months' time. So that was that. Quick, get out. And so I'll have to wait another 9 months. I hope I'm around when the time comes so I can go and see him again. Anyway, as usual, the nurse who took me in, she had to test my eyes. Different one again. Close your right eye. I did do. She says, what can you see? I said, nothing. She says, how's that? I said, because I'm looking through an artificial one. Oh dear. She says, I must write that down in the book. I thought, it's about time somebody wrote it down after all this time. 5 or 6 years. Anyway, we got over it and everything's okay. My health's not too bad. It's keeping normal, steady, no exciting. I did fall down one day last week and completely collapsed. Didn't know where I were. But Mary was very handy and very close, and her and Kathleen got me righted up back on the chair. I soon got over it. I don't know when I'm going to go down, so I don't know. It's just a matter of keeping hold of anything when I'm on stairs or anything like that, on the chair lift. Keep all the things tight just in case. The weather's not been too good. It's been very windy and rain. More windy than rainy. At times I thought it'd blow the roof off the house. I thought we'd be laid under the stars in new. Anyway, we've got through it so far, but it's still windy. And we've had a good fair amount of rain. But there'll be a drought in the summer, I suppose. There's too many people down south. Other than that, as I say, things are going along normally. And we're now into a new year. And I really do hope that all of you, my friends, have a lovely year. Free from care and prosperity. And that you enjoy the coming year. I shall look forward to passing another 2 milestones shortly. In about a couple of months or so. And then it'll be all set sail for the next new year. Before I go, I'd like to tell you another joke. There was a chap in Northern Farmer. He had a sheepdog, and it wouldn't do nothing he told it to do. It were no good rounding sheep up or anything like that. So I thought, I'll have to sell it. He advertised it. 2 or 3 people came to see it, and he says, I'll take your foot for a trial. But the only thing the dog would do was when it saw the cluster of sheep, it'd go straight through the middle of them and sit down at the other end. It halved them, took them, separated them, and they ran scared stiff either side of it. And he just sat down and waited. He saw the people looked at it and said, no, that's no good, that dog's no good to us. So I thought, I'll have to rethink. And he got an idea, so he got the local rag and put an advert in that a good sheepdog for sale and any trial. It weren't long before a chap came knocked at the door. He said, "I'd like to see the dog." I said, "All right." He says, "I'll take it with, we'll get it out and we'll take it with us up to field where the sheep are. His name is Rex, the dog's name is Rex." So when they got to field, farmer were happy because the sheep had all crowded into en masse. He thought, "That's just what I want." So he opened the gate and the man come through and stood there. He says, "Now we'll watch him." And he says, go on Rex, half him." And the dog went, duly went, and split the sheep. And they both scattered either side. And then the dog sat down. The man said, "I'll buy that dog off you, he's a good one." Cheerio.